Welcome to the podcast. My name's Tony. I'm with Ryan John Dunn.
We're calling Emily from Traralgon, which is out in Gippsland.
Ooh, in Victoria.
Yep, it's down the road from us.
Out near the yogurt in Gippsland, isn't it?
And I got a fun fact for Emily.
Ooh.
Well, it's fun for me. It's probably boring for everyone else.
Hello.
Emily, it's Tony and Ryan.
Hi, Emily.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi.
Emily, is it correct that you are in Traralgon?
Yes.
The first ever radio station that I ever was allowed on the radio was TRFM.
Seriously?
Yep.
That's what I have tuned in my car.
Well, you're welcome. And thanks for listening to our podcast, by the way.
I was about to make fun of you and go, and like Emily's like, oh, well, I'm on the other line with them now. I'm trying to win a $50 gift card.
I'd love a $50 gift card.
Ryan will get you one. Emily, $50 coming your way, babe. Send us your PayPal details. We'll send you $50
to use it at the Star Bar in Traralgon.
There you go.
Get yourself a steak and some hot chips.
All right. Yeah, $50 coming your way. Will you approve this podcast, Emily?
Absolutely, I will.
Now you give me $50.
Mate, there's not a lot of windows.
I would have done it for free.
That's very good.
Hey, this is Emily from Traralgon in Victoria, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
There's going to be a TARP wedding next weekend. Franco, our video guy, is getting married.
Yes, very exciting.
But he's done something to me a week out from his wedding, which, let me just put it this way.
Yeah.
If he did it to you, you would be fucking...
I would have grown extra wings to flap him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you would have been calling me and be like, is this what he means?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's a word of advice for anyone else getting married about what you should and should not do with guests leading up to the big day.
Oh.
But first.
Don't do anal with your guests before your wedding.
Well, it's your last chance. What else are you doing on the Bucks Day? Go home. All right. Normal or nah? Brushing your teeth before bed. Matt Thomas says, my wife and I never do, but we just started watching The Circle on Netflix. And everyone on the show seems to be doing it. Why are they doing that? That's so weird. Or are we the weird ones?
Has this come from our Facebook group?
Yep.
Okay.
Who's going to tell him?
Also, just backing in, are we the weird ones? Yeah. Yep. It's normal to brush your teeth before bed.
Can you look down the barrel of the camera and tell Matt?
Matt, it's normal to brush your teeth before bed. This has been a highly contentious topic on this podcast many times. Yes, about whether you should brush your teeth, not whether you should brush your teeth before bed, but brushing them in the shower. And remember when I said that I brush my teeth at nighttime and it made me really dehydrated?
Yeah.
Does that happen to anybody else? We talked about that a lot of times. I think that with brushing, if in doubt, brush them.
Yeah.
You know, I think you can't overbrush, can you?
You actually can't. You can't overbrush.
You know, like if the option was to brush them three times a day or none, you're probably going three.
Three, yeah. Some people do after every meal.
Yeah, I had to do that early in my Invisalign because it was like getting stuck in the little egg things.
But we've discussed how and where. I don't think we've ever discussed.
When?
Oh, but like I just saw that and was like.
Surely that's
quite
clear.
We're past this, right?
Yeah.
We're past this, right?
And also like. You brush your teeth in the morning and you brush your teeth before bed. Isn't that just like a classic,
global
children's
standard.
Like they were saying that on fucking Sesame Street and shit. Like that's not
and
that's
the
not
circle,
new
apparently.
Information.
Well,
you know?
Maybe Matt didn't watch enough Sesame Street as a child.
Nah, why not?
My wife and I never
it slaps.
Do. Why are these weirdos on Netflix brushing their teeth before bed?
I feel weird if I jump into bed without brushing my teeth and having a shower.
If I jump into bed and haven't brushed my teeth and I'm like facing Bridget, I'll get like a little tap on the shoulder and go, hey, can you go brush your teeth?
Oh.
And I go, oh, sorry. Because like she knows. She's like, nah, not tonight, mate.
Oh.
Why don't you get in the bathroom and try again?
Is that just for if you're trying to have sex with her or just in general?
Oh, just in general.
Yeah, right.
Oh, mate, if I was trying to have sex with her.
No, you just said, why don't you go in there and try again? I was like, then try have a sex with me again.
I know, like try again to hygiene yourself in the bathroom because you haven't done a good enough job.
Right.
Hakeem says, I don't mind eating ass, but the idea of touching my ass on the toilet seat in a public toilet, absolutely fucking not. Please tell me it's normal to never sit on, only squat above a public toilet.
Nah.
I need to go to the bathroom too often to be worrying about shit like that.
I don't have the leg strength to squat every time I wee. I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it.
And if you did one squat every time you peed, you would be Beyonce.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah,
I'm so close. I'm one wee away. So hang on. So what I want to know from Hakeem is, what does eating ass have to do with that?
I was just about to say, thanks for just throwing in a fucking red herring.
Yeah.
I think what he's saying is, I'm not like a crazy germaphobe.
No, I love to eat pizza, but I would not hit someone with my car. They just could not be more different. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, but I think it's trying to say, I'm not a jerk.
But
I think they're more related than the pizza and the car crash. Slightly. Not a lot, but slightly.
But eating ass.
And I've been married 45 years.
Yeah. The toilet seat. But I think.
And that's why I barrack for Hawthorn.
But do you know what I mean? I'm a bit lost on the connection.
If you were an ultra germy person, scared of germs.
Then just say, I'm not a germaphobe, but I.
As an example, I would eat ass. I'm not that scared of germs because who fucking knows? You know what I mean? In terms of the germaphobe scale.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying, though? You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you see what I'm saying?
I do, but I think that. And I'm not a germaphobe. I'm not a homophobe. I'm not a phobe.
Are you an ass eater?
I'm an ass eater. We've all done it. We should be proud to toss the salad. You know what I'm saying? But what I will say is that I just don't really understand the connection, but really appreciate the info, Hakeem. Thank you so much.
Normal or nah, asks Sam, lightly stalking your neighbours via the public record.
The public record? What's that?
When I was house hunting, I got in the habit of preemptively investigating the neighbours of the houses I was interested in. Just public information, like who's lived there, are there adjoining houses, are there multiple people or families within the house, and what's been posted publicly on their social media. Just that kind of stuff. I don't want to end up living next door to some nut job.
Well, neither do they, so I wouldn't buy the house. That's,
I would suggest the term light stalking and via the public record is also a bit of a mismatch.
Yeah.
Because there ain't nothing light about calling the council and being
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Can I get the file on number 7 Eucalyptus Drive? Just, you know.
I didn't even know that that was a thing that you could look at.
But in terms of lightly stalking in general, Tony.
I've definitely, this is probably back in the day when Facebook was more of a thing. I feel like Facebook's not really.
It's on its way. It's plateaued and declined. Yeah.
But I think back in the day I probably would have done a cheeky Facebook stalk of someone if I needed to, or if I was about to meet them, or have you ever been about to go in for a job interview or something,
mm-hmm.
and you go, oh, your interview today is with Chris Smith, and you go, oh, okay, I might just have a look at Chris Smith, who works at fucking NAB or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Or the model Chris Smith and married Damien and Oak, is he conducting interviews today?
He is at NAB.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I feel like that kind of thing I would have done in the past, but now it's hard to stalk people because most people use Instagram predominantly and you don't have to use your real name.
Yeah, it makes it harder.
So it's harder to actually get a good look. But I don't think that I would be looking at the public record.
So often at uni, everyone has a little name, what do you call it, placard.
That's cute.
So the teacher
is it just cardboard or?
Yeah, or like a thick paper. Yeah.
Yeah. Thick paper.
Cardboard. Yeah. And so it's folded and it's got a little university emblem and just your name print. So the teacher can go, when your hand's up, Ryan, you got to.
God, you love getting stuff personalised, eh? You're going to walk in here with a personalised little laptop next week.
I will have you know, I actually don't have the placard because I never went and collected it. And I have put stickers over the top of the name on my suitcase. But thank you for asking. When someone asks a question,
Ryan comes in next week and he's got Ryan shaved into the side of his head.
Doesn't that would look good on me?
Yeah.
Okay. when someone asks a question, I go, oh, I wonder what they do. And I look them up on LinkedIn.
Oh, really? But on LinkedIn, it literally says, like, Ryan John has looked at your profile.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well,
because I don't want them to know, but they will.
They do know. Yeah. Yeah.
But then I kind of gone, because especially when people doing their MBA, I'm like, oh, what's your background? What are you doing?
And that's fair enough. But why don't you just ask them in the break? Instead of being there's how many of you in the class?
So this one's like 60 or 80 or something like that.
But like, so if you were interested in what someone was, why wouldn't you
I'm interested in every single one of them. And I do.
Then why don't you talk to people?
I do.
But you.
But I can't say hi to 60 people on day one. You know, by the end of the class, I would have eventually, you know, had dinner with or met and, because, you know, you meet over time. But yeah. If there's a group of four, sure. And I know what everyone in my, like, little syndicate group does. But, yeah. You know, if someone's on the other side of the lecture theatre, I'm like, oh, what's that fucking
That is fair enough, actually. Yeah. You know, someone added me on LinkedIn the other day and they had LinkedIn Premium.
What do you think about that?
That's a fucking scam, isn't it? I get automated messages from them all the time, like, try premium for a month.
Yeah, it's your last chance until we message you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, if you have premium, it doesn't say that you looked at their profile.
You can actually change it in your settings because mine doesn't have mine comes up like someone has looked at your profile because of the settings I changed in mine. I'm actually available for a LinkedIn course, $7.99. Anybody that wants to know
I will pay.
How to do that, I can show you.
Just to finish off Sam stalking people.
Oh, sorry.
She said, I actually do nothing with this information beyond giving my partner the hot goss. I can't stop.
That is fun.
I can't stop and I won't stop, but I'm not sure if I should feel ashamed or something.
I mean, if you're not using it for evil, if you're using it to make like a informed decision of an area that you might buy a house in. Well, because if you're buying out, that's like you're buying that for good.
Yeah, but I feel like the term giving my partner the hot goss doesn't sound like a decision-making energy.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It sounds like you'll fucking not believe what this asshole next door is doing.
Yeah, and as if them sharing a recipe from Recipe Tin Eats on their Facebook really actually gives you an insight into whether they're going to be a good neighbor or not.
Maybe if someone was sharing recipes, I'm like, we're going to move in and we're going to be smelling beautiful. That's a good.
Oh, that's a great sign. Yeah. Yeah, you're buying that house for sure.
Yeah. Oh, it smells
Sam,
like
keep doing it.
Keep doing it, Sam.
We're on board.
Wearing pregnancy clothes years after being pregnant, comments Jennifer. Normal or nah? Absolutely fucking normal. They're comfy as fuck. Wear whatever you like. I may or may not have worn Bridget's extra comfy tracky pants that have a stretchier elastic.
And they have the really high.
Yeah, because Bridget and I's bellies, when I breathe out, aren't that different. Even though she's 30, even though she's 32, 33 weeks pregnant. So that's a normal for me. Normal or nah? Cheersing food all the time, asks Katie.
Cheersing food?
So you know how you cheers a drink?
Yeah.
Oh, cheers. Every meal, Katie will cheers the food. So imagine if we had pizza together and you pick up a slice. We pick up a slice and go, cheers. Just like tap the pizza before we take our first bite. Every time I sit down to eat, regardless of what it is, I cheers my partner with the food that we're eating. It's really normal to me, and I want to know if it's normal for everyone else.
Katie, do people cancel plans with you a lot? Are people saying, yeah, let's go out for dinner, and then they don't come back?
Well, you only go out for dinner with them once.
Yeah.
We should do this again, should we?
Yeah, that sounds like a high admin. Like, you know me, I'm a sucker for cute shit.
Yeah.
I love stuff that's fun. I'm very enthusiastic, but that sounds like a pain in the ass. Also, don't touch me with your food. Don't touch my food. Don't touch your food. Like, I'm not into that.
But you will eat us.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a common woman.
Yeah, that's enough for me. I like the cuteness of it once.
Yeah, but
as
not
a lol.
Fucking.
Like, oh, jeez. Oh, it's like, what's a drink, but it's food.
Yeah. But then fuck, Katie's hard work, isn't she?
Do you want to go out to Baby Pizza? No.
No, because every slice, you're getting a workout.
Yeah.
Putting it in and out. Nah, that's enough from me. I get it, kind of, but that would piss me off.
So there you go, Katie. Thanks for
the
commenting
through.
You're
Hey, this is Emily from Traralgon in Victoria, and you are listening to Tony and Ryan.
Yeah. massive shout out to a few of our champion tuppers over at our Patreon. Kimberly Majors.
Kimberly Miners. Hey, how
Pete Rodriguez, Vienna, Jordan Stewart, Briley Morgan, and Heather Shelley.
Speaking of, was it Vienna?
Yeah, Vienna.
Did you see some of the canals in Vienna dried up?
No.
Because you know how like the world's fucked and there's like floods and fires and all sorts of shit?
Oh, yeah.
So the water levels are so low in Vienna that you like some of the boats are just sitting there on the mud.
Do you mean Venice?
Yeah. What was I saying?
Vienna, but it's Vienna.
Where's Vienna? Is that in Switzerland?
No, Vienna's, yeah, Austria.
Okay, that's not Venice.
You're talking about Venice? In Italy?
The boat one.
Yeah.
Where in the movie where they steal stuff.
Oh. The movie where they steal stuff.
The Italian Job.
Oh, Italy. That makes sense.
No, but the first scene is...
Oh, you know that movie, The Austrian Job, where they're in Vienna?
They drop the water down to fuck it. They drop the safe into the water and they steal it underwater.
I love The Austrian Job. That's such a good film.
I'll give you a fucking Austrian job. You keep this up. Anyway, just a fun fact for me.
Oh, it was very fun. Yeah. I liked it.
Hey, I fucking hate it here. Dang, what am I talking about?
Venice.
What was that movie in Venice with...
There's a Spider-Man movie based in Venice.
The Tourist with Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's like they've got two beautiful looking people, a beautiful, you know, backdrop and just going, well, why would we bother with a script? We've got all the gooding. Like,
that's really funny from you. Thank you. That's very funny.
But if you watched it, I mean, if you watch it, it's not like I've made that up. You watch it and go, you're right. Oh, they have forgotten to write
it. That's not a joke. That's just a plain old fact.
They have not cared about plot here. They've just gone, she's good looking, he's good looking, it's a beautiful place. That'll do, I reckon.
Yeah. And I mean, Vienna, I've heard, is lovely that time of year.
Fucking. If you get in. All right.
Yep.
If you get invited to a wedding a week or two from the event, how do you feel about that?
Honored.
Yep.
Honored. So I couldn't believe that someone would consider me in their time of celebration.
First of all, you're so full of shit because Tony is all about a pecking order. And let me describe this. So obviously, if you get invited to a wedding a week or two out,
yeah,
I think it's a fair assumption to go, a few RSVPs, someone couldn't make it, someone's got COVID, whatever. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, I've got 120 seats, you know. Oh, what about old mate? Great. And to be fair, I've been invited to Alana and Robbie's wedding probably 48 hours out.
Yep.
And they texted me and go, do you want to come? And I went, who got COVID? And they went, oh, Uncle John. Yeah. And Uncle John turned out to be a pretty good uncle. So he was like sitting, like they were close relationship.
So you got a good spot.
Really good. And they're obviously not going to like, let's rejig the whole plan. They said, put Ryan and Bridget and Uncle John and Auntie Shirley spot. And we were sitting right up the front and everyone's like, who the fuck are they? And Bridget never met either of them. It was
quite funny.
So to be fair, I get it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And great. I'm actually not doing anything next Friday. Let's have a great time.
Yeah.
But Tony Lodge is a pecking order person. For instance, when I told you that Bridget was pregnant.
Yeah. So you and Bridget told me in person.
Yep.
Yep.
And within about 4 seconds, you were sniffing out to figure out how many people we'd told first. Like, where am I? Who have you told? I want to know how important I am. Is this true?
I can't recall.
So you go, oh, that's wonderful. Who have you told, though?
Who knows?
Yeah, but did you tell them before me? Or have you not told them? So I'm more important than them? And so I feel like similar, if you got a call up a week or two out, you'd go, oh, okay, sure. I see how it is, wouldn't you?
I'd probably...
You can be honoured and fucked up at the same time.
See, that's the thing. I think you can do both. I feel like it would be one of those things where I'd go, oh, we didn't make the first round, but we were on the initial list.
Yeah.
Because when you're right, I imagine, like it's the same as when you're planning a birthday party as a kid and stuff. Your mum says you can invite 10 people and you write 20 people down and you go, all right, like now we've got to work backwards.
Yeah.
If you've made that first 20 before like other 10 get cut.
You'll still take that.
I think that's still pretty good.
So Franco, who clips our videos, part of the Tony and Ryan team, was part of Jason PJ, who used to work for, and you know, sort of been a part of the online community for a while.
The ecosystem. Yeah,
he's getting married next weekend.
Yay!
Congratulations, Franco.
He and his partner Jess, they've been together for ever.
Yeah.
Such a long time. They met on Tinder.
Did they?
Like a beautiful love story.
That is a beautiful love story. Yeah. A modern day love story.
It isn't it?
So I got invited to his wedding last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last week he calls me and goes, oh, would you like to come to the wedding? And I go, oh, yeah, of course I would, but. Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, so I was there by chance. Like, I didn't organise this. Ryan and I were together and Franco called you on the phone. And you put it on speaker because that's, like, something that you do. And so I was kind of like, should I leave?
Sometimes I think it's rude when someone else is on the phone.
I get that. I totally get that. Yeah, it is a bit weird, especially when you know the other person.
Well, I thought it was a work call.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, Tony's here. What's up?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, actually, you heard it. He goes, I'm sorry, it's so late notice. I would just be really honoured if you and Bridget would come to the wedding next week.
And in fairness, like, I just want everybody to know what actually happened. Ryan, you had, like, a bit of a – like, your eyes went a bit – like, you looked really stoked that he'd, like, invited you. And Franco – you did. You looked really, really happy. And Franco said, mate, like, I just – you know, I'm very awkward. I've wanted to invite you for a while, but I felt bad that it was late.
Yeah.
And he was like, so that made me wait even longer and get more awkward, which I – know very well.
The longer you wait, the worse it gets.
But you feel like putting it off makes it easier.
Yeah.
And he was like, we'd love to have you there and whatever. And I think that you even made a joke like, oh, a few RSVPs fallen through. And he was like, yeah, a lot of my family actually can't come because they're really far away or a bit older, so they can't travel because COVID and stuff. So, like, it's actually – Franco's not going to have that much of his family there, You would hate to be like a ring in for his family that can't be there and then not go, you know, which is just heartbreaking for Franco.
Well, it is next weekend. It's a 12-hour drive, which with a week's notice is a lot.
So you're
getting one plane and then a train?
I'm flying to Sydney, which is like an hour.
Yeah.
And then the train to Wollongong is like
another hour or two,
45 minutes or an hour. Yeah, so two hours.
A couple of days travel, yeah.
No, a couple of days travel.
Yeah, so it's a big job. A
couple of days travel to Vienna maybe, but.
Don't encourage that.
It's
by
what?
Clapping.
It's like 2 hours. It's actually probably the trip to get to Wollongong is less than the round trip of you to get from home to work and back again. To get to Wollongong one way to be a family member at Franco's wedding.
So let's just park that story there because there's two combining stories here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, let's just keep in mind the later you leave it, the worse it gets.
Oh, totally, yeah.
3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
You said, hey, has anyone organised Bridget a baby shower? Do you remember when you came and said that?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Bridget probably wouldn't want that, but I mean, good question. So my mate Lockie and his wife Zoe have a restaurant and I called Lock and said, hey, mate, don't really want a baby shower, but any chance I can book the whole restaurant out and have some people around? Because it's Bridget's birthday this week as well. So I was
sure.
Birthday, baby shower, whatever. Can we just book out your whole restaurant?
Ooh, a slash. Ooh.
Don't like a slash?
A birthday slash baby shower.
I mean, it's both for her.
Shouldn't she get two things? You can't take her out for dinner twice.
I think it's like she doesn't really want a baby shower, so it's like we can tick that box off and
yeah, sure.
So I go, Lock, can we book out your whole restaurant for a day?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah. So he's come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
We can book it all out. We'll cook everything on the menu and just bring out plates and do a whole thing. It's going to be a big party. The only day we can do though is the weekend,
the same day
as Franco's wedding.
So that's Saturday night.
It's in the Arvo, like an afternoon
sort
of thing.
But it's that same, like the actual same day?
Might be the Sunday.
Oh.
No, probably Saturday.
Oh, well, if it's a different day, then that sounds fine.
No, I think it's probably on Saturday then. But I guess what I'm getting at is you had the idea and you're obviously busy.
I had the idea 3 months ago that I offered to organise.
Yep.
And you're like, she doesn't want that.
Yeah. Well, would you like to come to the baby shower?
I also gave you my tickets to Lord and said, because I couldn't go to Lord because of Franco's wedding.
Yep.
So I cancelled plans to go to Franco's wedding, which you obviously can't seem to do.
Yep.
So you can't go to Lord. You're not going to Franco's wedding and you've organised a different other event for the same night instead of doing either of the two things that you were supposed to do.
Well, I haven't. I actually still can go to – I'm still going to Lord. It's the next day. It's Sunday.
Oh, so you can go. You could go to Franco's wedding.
No, because I'm at Lord. I actually just felt bad that you can't make the baby shower after you instantly, like you kind of were the one who started this thought.
Well, so the reason that I offered was because I was like, oh, I don't know if anyone would have thought to organise something.
Yep.
I hope that you told Bridget that that was my idea months ago.
I said, everyone thinks it's great except Tony, she's a bitch.
unfortunately I won't be able to. I actually would be able to go to Bridget's baby shower on the Sunday afternoon if you didn't force me to stay in Sydney and go to Lord. Which is costing me a fortune, by the way.
So, I mean, this is a story from like 2 years ago. Tony couldn't go to Lord because she had the wedding. Because
Franco,
in Sydney.
I got invited to Franco's wedding and I was like, it's the same night as Lord in Melbourne. I bought great tickets. I like sat on the Ticketek website for like an hour trying to get them.
So I, being the good friends I am, was like, hey, while you're up in Sydney, she's doing a show 2 nights later, I'll buy you tickets to Sydney and Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And does any good deed go unpunished? Because Tony's like, well, now I have to stay in Sydney. Now I have to catch a train. Now I have to book a hotel. Now I have to break up with Torps. Every excuse in the world. Every bad thing. I'm going to have to get rid of the Audi. It's like someone does a good thing and gets you Lord tickets and it's just suddenly it's a big hassle.
Well, it is a hassle because now I have to stay in Sydney. But I would love to go to Bridget's baby shower actually, but I won't be able to go to Lord as well. So what would you prefer?
Well, I've already made the booking for the restaurant and I knew you couldn't go.
Yeah.
So I won't be able to attend the wedding.
Of course not. As if you were going to go anyway.
Well, Bridget can't travel at the moment.
Yeah.
Because she, yeah. So I think that was a bit off the cards. And I think this is probably a chat we should have had off air. You know how we're doing a few trips at the moment?
For work, yeah.
Like, sort of like cutting it a bit fine.
I was the one that said you shouldn't still be traveling. You can't use that against me when
I'm not using it again. I'm just pointing out a fact that, yeah, actually, no, what I'm saying is you're right, Tony. I am cutting
shocker,
this one.
Shocker.
Have you
told Franco this privately?
No.
Okay, because he cuts our podcast. So you can't.
This is it. This can't be RSVP.
You have to call him.
I'll call him and say the audio is in the folder.
You never do that, so I don't think that you will.
So here's the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget having a baby shower.
Yeah.
Tony will not be able to attend.
Yeah.
Franco having a wedding. I will not be able to attend. Someone is going to get asked to Franco's wedding with 3 days notice, and they were like not even the plan B. They're going to be the plan C.
Yeah.
Should we tell them they're the plan C?
Maybe it'll just be like, so our producer Cam and I, we're going. Maybe we'll just get a whole table to ourselves. Could we? Yeah,
maybe you should jump on Grindr when you get up to Wollongong and find a date.
Way ahead of you.
Consider it done. Okay. So we're all up to date.
Uh-huh.
Who is the winner here?
Ooh, not Franco. Poor guy. No. He's going to have no family at his wedding.
I actually know who the winner here is. It's Lord.
Is it?
She's getting some of us in Melbourne. She's getting some of us in Sydney.
Yeah.
A couple of different days. We're traveling for her.
Yeah. Given that we're a team, I feel like, there's a representative of us at Lord in Melbourne, at Bridget's baby shower, at Franco's wedding, at Lord in Sydney. Maybe this is the only way that we could make it work, that some of us was everywhere.
Praise the Lord.
Nice. L-O-R-D-E, obviously. L-O-R-D-E.
I've got your love to say it to maybe...
Make yourself not sound like an asshole.
Is that how this has come across?
Sorry, a little bit of editorial from me. Yeah.
Have a listen to this news story about this Japanese guy.
A young man from Japan is making his way from the bottom to the top of Australia on a scooter. As Sophie Walsh discovered, the meaning behind his ambitious trip is earning him a lot of fans along the way.
He's going from the bottom of Melbourne,
Bottom
of Australia, which is Melbourne, to the top of Queensland on a scooter.
Yeah, is it to like raise money for his university or is it to raise money for something?
I don't think it was money, but it was like a personal challenge because he's like relying on the kindness of strangers to he's staying at people's houses and he's like,
that's so scary.
Yeah, he's like, I believe you should do what makes you happy. Challenges make me happy. I like just the sense of accomplishment in doing something. And they interviewed him and he seems like the most happy-go-lucky dude ever. And then they interviewed this lady who's in Albury Wodonga, and she's like, yeah, I heard he was coming to town, so I reached out and he stayed with me for a night and I cooked him a big dinner, and then in the morning got him breakfast and filled his drink bowl and was like, good on you, mate, like, all the best.
That is, I love that people are being kind,
yep.
But I would just be scared of the people that maybe aren't so kind, and, you know, like, you'd be scared,
yeah.
Like, that you weren't going to either make it to the next town or run out of water or whatever.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, and it's not an electric razor scooter. Either.
Yeah.
But, I mean, good for you for making the challenge, I guess.
That's actually a part of my You Love to See It, ooh. But not the whole thing.
Okay.
My first You Love to See It is the fact that his ankles are intact. Because Tony, as you know, people who ride scooters have a tendency to fall off the scooter. How many ankles do you reckon you've rolled in the last 6 months?
Oh, not only scooter related, but probably about 5.
Yeah, and the same ankle each time?
Yep. Every time it's the left one. Because I fell over walking out of work the other day.
I did it again.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, and I like grazed up on my leg and stuff. Like, I'm just a clumsy bitch.
And my second You Love to See It with this is I love to see that he didn't leave his scooter at Vic Gardens.
Yeah, luckily.
And I love to see that some punk youth hasn't stolen his scooter between Melbourne and the top of Queensland.
Is it your scooter?
Is he riding from Melbourne
to Queensland on your scooter that he
scooter. As Sophie Walsh discovered,
let me rewatch the tape.
The meaning behind his ambitious trip is earning him a lot of fans along the way.
Also, how funny is it when newsreaders try to, like, talk about the cool kids?
Yeah.
And he's having such a great time.
I love Hitchy.
They say life is a journey, not a destination. And for Rooney, this is so much more than getting from A to B.
Really hammered it up, aren't
they? They have, yeah.
No, I can confirm now that I've watched a bit more. It is not my scooter.
Not your scooter. Good news.
Good news.
My Love to See It is also someone taking on a challenge. La Nina Brunettinaton from our Facebook group.
Brunetti Schlamata.
Yes. I've wanted to do figure skating for years.
She's from Venice.
I've been wanting to do figure skating for years and never dared. And a month ago, I said, fuck it, and started. I bought some ice skates and got on the ice. I've got many bruises and really sore feet, but it's so much fun, and I've started lessons. I suck, but I can only get better or more bruised. And she started, like, an Instagram account to, like...
A skater girl.
Yeah, so it's called Liana on Ice, which is very
That's
funny.
That's cute.
And, yeah, she's just like, you know what? I know that I'm not the best on there, but I'm fucking having a go. And as someone who has only very recently began my hashtag Wet for Life journey, you fucking love to see that. You fucking love to see people, like, taking a chance and just, like, doing something just because you go, you know what, I've always wanted to do this. Like, love that.
Do you have any Liana Bruzelins from your exploits?
I do, actually. I've got a fucking big one on my leg at the moment.
Yeah.
But worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it.
I do love to see that.
The bruises remind me of the smiles.
Wow. What?
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Is there, like, one of those, like, no pain, no pleasure, no...
No pain, no gain?
Yeah, maybe that's
it. Risk it for the biscuit type thing? Yeah. But I thought that was lovely. So look at that. A couple of You Love to See is about the... You Love to See it's about the challenges people are taking. Oh, God.
Do we need a
break? I'm overcome with emotion.
Yeah, let's take a sip of water. Let's go cheers our lunch and come back tomorrow
cheers
for the video show. Tomorrow on the show, I've hit a new low. And I said in the Facebook group, if you share to me, like with me, your new lows to the tarpers, then I'll share mine.
Okay.
And I don't I don't feel so bad anymore because some people have hit rock bottom, folks.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's tomorrow on the show.
Love you. Bye.